Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters on Lagos Talks 91.3, your financial advisory program. Do remember, EMM, Everyday Money Matters, a financial literacy program, and as such, answers to questions should not be considered as financial advice, but merely the opinions of our guests. Kindly consult your financial advisor for your personal business, financial-related issues. Now that we have that out of the way, if you want to contact us and find out how to make money, raise money, keep money, hey, do call into the show, 0809-191-3913, and of course 0809-222-0913. Do try as well, 0809-234-5913. Also on social media at Lagos Talks 913 on Twitter. Join the conversation there. We have the money people in the building. I can't say money man again. And in fact, we got Ugo Dre Obichukwu in the building. And we maybe next week I'll start doing the introductions for her. What do you
mean? Do it.
No, I'm not doing it. I vex.
All right.
I don't know. I'm just vexing. Because I feel like it.
Good morning, Lagos. How's everybody doing?
Hey, what's going
this
on?
This is season of the camping.
Ah, yes. So are you okay? No,
so you know we kind of started it first.
Yeah.
So it was in the camp to EMM.
Oh, and it was a decampment earlier on.
Hi, Tosin. What's up? How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Good morning, Lagos.
Great.
Yes. It's all about everyday money matters. And I hope you're
when are you decamping, by the way?
Me, I can't decamp. You know, I'm based on ideology. You know, that's what it's all
can't
about.
Can't decamp.
I cannot decamp.
So, if you had to decamp from being broke to being financially independent.
One is different now. I'm joining the National Hustle Party.
Decamp.
No, but I'm not decamping because, hey, you know, I'm still in that party. I'm in the National Hustle Party. And there's no need to decamp. In that party, our ideology is what you've just talked about. So I don't need to. Yeah,
there's no way we're going to.
We're not going anywhere. We're here. That's the way we do it.
Interesting.
Right. Oh, phone calls coming in already. Let's go there first. Hello, good morning. Hello. Yeah, feedback. Sorry about that. Do call back again. Let's go straight into the questions for this morning. Right, this is from Dave, and Dave is asking, is there a stock screener app for Nigerian stock market?
What's a stock screener?
I
is this something that tells you more about the equity?
Or if they're real or fake?
Screener app.
Yeah.
I don't know, but look, there are apps that you can use to, there are apps available there for investing in the stock market. There are several apps.
In the Nigerian stock market.
I can't just start reading them out here, but there are a number of apps that you can use.
Okay.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. The folks at Niametrics can tweet a few.
Okay.
Yeah, right now. So maybe check that handle. But there are a few apps and quite good ones. There are some that you can use to check stock prices.
Okay.
There are some that you can even use to check results. Like, they break it down for you. Like, basically, analyze the results for you, the profit margins, any special, all those grammar. They just put everything for you there. They do the math for you. So you don't even need to bother yourself.
Nice.
There are apps like that. And then there are apps that you can actually use to trade, do the actual trading.
Actual trading.
Right? So you can do
the
actual.
From the comfort of your phone.
Yeah, from the comfort of your phone. Just make sure you have money inside, sure.
So why did you tell me when you said that?
I just wanted to be very clear.
Why?
So once there's money in there, you can just buy, trade.
Okay.
There are even apps that you can use to invest, not even in equities.
Bonds, in treasury bills?
Treasury bills.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
just from
apps.
The comfort of your phone.
So I don't have to go to the bank.
Just from the comfort of your phone. There are apps like that. So you can do that. So maybe the folks at Niametrics can tweet a few of those apps.
Nice.
So,
So, Dave, if you want information about that.
That's Dave.
Yeah, just tweet at Niametrics.
Dave is upwardly mobile.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's kind of guys that like to do app things. Like everything app.
He's living in 2033.
If you want to buy plantain,
you can use
app, man. Do you want to eat?
Actually, funny thing is, you can
buy planting with an app.
Yes,
you can do anything with an app. Except having a haircut, though. Well, I mean, you never know.
You can book for
a service, and then the person comes to your house.
So it's possible.
I can book a makeup artist from an app. So,
oh, really?
Yep.
Or just send a text. You know, there's
an app for like a haircut.
I know for makeup artists there is.
Oh, there is for makeup artists. Yeah. I don't know about the haircut. That one, I just sent text.
You know there's an app for makeup artists. Said it.
I've heard about it.
You haven't used it before.
Very funny.
I've used it. Literally, you book and then you actually even have options. So you scroll through and then you choose one based on their ratings and then they come to you.
It's if makeup
I kind of feel that Sadiq has used it before.
Makeup cannot work for me.
He knows the territory.
So if you had said plastic surgery or maybe a preacher.
I've not used the makeup.
A pastor maybe, but no. Makeup cannot solve my problem. Let's go back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm willing to give you 7 figures on a weekly basis to be my spokesman.
Hey!
Are you ready to decamp?
But it depends on where I'm decamping to.
Seven figures.
But you have to tell me your party. Are you in the National Hustle Party?
Oh boy, forget that one. Seven digits.
Seven digits.
Well, guys, 7 digits.
7 digits.
7 digits.
I will not decamp. I will migrate.
You will migrate. Your life, loyalty.
You will fly.
Hey. Right. A friend of mine will always tell you that if you want to test a man,
uh-huh,
you two tests of his integrity.
Oh, yes.
Drop money on the table.
I'll see what happens. I'm not decamping now. Is it not a job you are giving me? Should I say no?
You're migrating.
I've not decamped. I've just migrated now. That's not changed my affiliation. I just want to make some cash. Right. So, Muiwa. How you doing? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. How you doing, Muiwa?
Hello?
I think I'm not. Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? I think we lost him.
Don't change your phone, bro.
Yes, decamp. How about that? Right, another question here from Wale. I'll take the phone call after this. It says, what's a small business? Kindly educate CAC standard. What's a small business by CAC standard? What does it mean?
Like an MSME?
Small medium scale enterprise. Well, it's...
How much revenue do they need to be making? How much employees?
If you say CAC standard, CAC doesn't have a standard.
Exactly.
The CBN has a standard.
Aha.
You're right. Maybe for small businesses, Ministry of Industry would have their own standards.
Mm-hmm.
Bank of Industry would have their own standards for small businesses. But so you have MSME, which is micro, small, and medium enterprises. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you have small and medium enterprises, SME.
Okay.
And of course, you have the large companies and multinationals.
Okay.
So if you're looking at a small business,
mm-hmm,
really, really, really small business, it's got to be, I don't know what you think, Tosin, but for me, I think it's any business with an annual revenue of say, below 5 million. You can classify as really a small business. Because that's like less than 500k a month.
Yep.
In revenue. Mm. Yeah. So maybe like 400k.
Less than 400k.
You don't fall in that category.
I'm not a small business, yes.
I said less than.
Less than. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a small business.
So 400 times 12 is 480. So that's like, right? 480. Yeah. So less than 5 million.
I think I'm on a micro. What about micro?
A lot of people are on micro business.
Majority is actually
micro business. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with MSMEs.
What's micro? Micro starts from where, please? Let me know where.
That's why I said micro is 500.
Oh, 500. 5 million, okay, so it's not below. Small. It's micro. That's 500 and below.
Yes.
Okay, well, micro. It's okay. It's all right. So what about you, Godre? How would you classify your...
Micro.
No, I think no. Godre is SME.
I'm telling you, can't imagine. The whole Naira metric is micro.
Micro.
Don't decamp.
We micro. How does rapper say it? We are micro.
Right.
We are nitro.
Right.
That's a good rhyme. So yes, CAC doesn't have a defined standard, right? For businesses. If you want to open a business, everybody pays the same amount of money. With the new bill that was just passed, there could be a little bit of variations, meaning that you probably don't need to have two shareholders to open a business, mm-hmm, to start a business, just only you alone.
And you can
You can start a business. A lot of requirements have been whittled out. Right, so but as a small business, 5 million.
All right. Hello, good morning. Ooh. do apologize. Sorry about that. Do keep trying. Let's ask this question. It's from F. Young. And F. Young says, please, I need to know the best investment I can start for as low as 100K, where I can have access to my funds on a monthly basis. It's not asking for too much.
So she wants to invest 100,000 naira every month.
F. Young, yes.
Okay, that's actually fantastic. And that's a good amount to start with.
Yeah. And also wants to have access to my fund on a monthly basis.
No, that's fine. Number one, I would say do not put all your money in the same bracket. Like, do not put all your funds in one basket.
Okay.
You should have options.
Okay.
So talking about wanting accessibility on a monthly basis, the best bet here now is mutual fund. Ah. You need as little as 5,000 naira to open a mutual fund account.
5K?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And we have several different... Basically, what is a mutual fund? Basically means when different people come together...
Pull their funds together
and a fund manager manages it. And we have different types.
Okay.
So we have the money market, which invests in instruments that are fixed income. So I'm talking treasury bills, talking government bonds, talking commercial papers.
Mm-hmm.
After 1 month, you have access to your money. So it compounds, but if you have access to it, should the case you want to get it. So she's talking about access,
mm-hmm.
and then she definitely would take a look at that.
Okay.
If she also buys equity,
mm-hmm.
it takes 3 days in order to turn your equity to cash.
Ah.
But I always tell people, if you're buying equities just for a month, it defeats the purpose.
And some people do it. It's meant for long term.
Yes,
right?
But I mean, some people do daily trade. But I mean, it sounds like she has a day job and she has other things taking up her time.
Okay, okay.
So I'm not sure if that's going to be the best option, because she will have to start chasing and tracking it on a monthly basis.
On a monthly basis.
Yes, okay. So those are two options, yeah.
Nice.
She could put it in her
access just, yeah, because according to Godre, if you don't have 100 million, you shouldn't really think about it.
Look, you can do treasury bills these days. It's very easy. Like,
you know, I just want to know.
There's an app out there you can use. Just
we micro.
With 10K, you can start the 10K. All I just said is that if you go out, use 10K and buy treasury bills. Z1K that will belly for you.
Oh, well, yeah.
If I can use that word.
Well,
so that's why I say start. Start with a million.
Yeah, exactly. We micro people, we'll manage that one now. It's all part of it. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Muriwa on the line.
Hey, welcome back, Muriwa. Yes, yes, yes. What's happened there? You didn't finish paying money, Abi.
It's your line. Your landline is bad.
It's your line.
Your landline is bad.
God defects.
Okay, I've heard you. Ugo, don't worry. I'll change my phone when I become a big boy.
Amen, amen. When you become like Ugo, Abi, when you are a medium scale enterprise on your own. You have a question for Ugo, right?
Yes. Inflation with Ugo's.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Inflation is measured on yearly basis, on year on year basis. What is the effect on investment?
What's the effect on the yearly inflation on investments?
Yeah, on investment.
All right. Listen up. Let him answer.
Yeah. All right. Good. So that's kind of like two questions in one.
Yeah.
Inflation is on a yearly basis,
mm-hmm.
And what's the effect on investments or investing? Mm. So yes, inflation basically is difference in prices of goods and services, basket of prices of goods and services from one period to another. So yes, on a macro level, we do year on year,
mm-hmm.
okay, around the world. But you also have month on month inflation that you can also use. Mm. Yeah, you also have average inflation. At the end of the day, it's all from one period to another.
Okay.
So now, year-on-year inflation is mostly used because a lot of times it can take as long as a year
mm-hmm.
for you to actually determine the actual movement in the price of goods and services.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So if you want, you have to give it, month is just not enough.
It's not enough.
So for it to trend better, it has to be at least as much as a year.
Okay.
And also, you also have different variations of inflation. You have food inflation, you have urban inflation, you have also, but the one that we regularly use is what you call the composite index, right?
Not the consumer price
index. The consumer price index. It's composite. It has everything in it.
Okay.
Now, how does it affect investment? Now, it affects investment in one way, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you invest in treasury bills or maybe a bond and you're getting a return of 20%,
mm-hmm.
Okay, now because there's something called time value of money, right? So the money you have today is always better than the money you would have next year or in 2 years, right? Always better.
Yeah.
So inflation basically means that the money you have now, right? Because inflation is a rise,
mm-hmm.
right? It's on a real terms less than what it would have been a year ago. So if you have an investment that is that's giving you a return of 20% today, and your inflation rate is say 10%, then the real return, real return, which is
what you
the current return that you're having less the inflation rate of 20%, that's a real return. And remember, returns are basically annualized.
Okay.
So that 20% return they tell you is annualized, like annual return on your investment. So inflation too is annual. So but if it's a monthly return, then maybe you might want to look at monthly inflation rate as as a as what you would use
rather
to determine what your real return is. So that's why that's how inflation rate affects return. So so for a lot of people who have money in maybe savings account and things like that, a lot of that cash is always eaten up by inflation.
Inflation. So right.
So your real return is negative because what you get there is 4-5%, isn't it?
So it's not, it doesn't really help to put money in savings at all.
It's a disrespect to yourself if you're working so hard.
Wow.
You can't even fight inflation with your investments.
Wow.
Yeah.
So yes, if you're listening out there, wake up and do something.
But you know, there's something that we never really looked at.
What?
One income, your salary.
Mm-hmm.
Is always behind inflation.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time.
I know. That's why we're micro and falling.
And I think that's also why a lot of people also have side hustles. Just mitigating the
exactly.
Yes.
This year we actually dedicated here on the show.
Yes,
this year is the year of the hustle.
Side hustle. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just that Sadiq just sort of scuttled it recently.
I did scuttle nothing.
You know, I was reading a research and these other guys were saying that it takes an average of 20 years to become a self-made millionaire. And so I wanted to dig more into it. Like, oh my gosh, I'm 30. So when I turn 50, my God, I could be sitting on $1 million. Apparently, this analysis was based on if you're saving £20,000 every year. So I converted that to Naira. Guess how much that is in Naira? 10 million Naira. So for you to be saving 10 million Naira, how much are you earning?
Wait.
But then there was an interesting part though.
Yeah.
They're expecting this 10 million Naira to grow at a rate of 2% on an annual basis. And that is what we have as Nigerians.
Wow.
We have access to high interest rate instruments.
Yeah.
So you'll be doing yourself a disservice.
Wow.
With your low income in Nigeria if you're not
investing. You're not investing.
So you actually need to be invested.
Hey, wait, did they say 10 million?
Yeah.
10 million a year.
I know. Crazy.
That's like 800K a month. You can't do that. Are you suggesting you can do that?
I'm not suggesting.
Okay, so which one
I'm
can you do?
Categorically. It's a big difference.
I don't know anybody in Nigeria that can save that much. Darling, like you gotta be.
The guys that work at multinationals.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you gotta be incredibly rich to get to do that. You're like the top 1 percentile. Like
to put 800K.
Haven't you heard? I said, what was that gist again?
Your savings.
They are less than
your colo is what.
They're less than 500 Nigerians or so that pay tax of is it about 40 million or something like that? What ridiculous figure?
Yeah.
Paranam. I mean, like that means that a lot of people are below.
In fact, I think we need to increase this whole thing of side hustle to side hustles.
Freelancing.
So
you can be sitting in Lagos and be working for someone in the US.
I think that might be the way forward. I need my 800 by the side cash. That's the way I'm looking. That's my dream now, to be able to just put aside 1 million, you know, Naira. Just say, you know what? You know the way people put 50 Naira inside Kolo? I'll put 500 million there. Amen. Can I get an
amen? Okay. Amen.
Thank you very much. See you, Godre. It's not helping our ministry. We don't understand. Yeah, we've been begging him. Right, another question here from Lamide. Lamide is saying, I need to expand my business. How do I get an investor? Prayer, fasting. Joking, of course not. How does Lamide get an investor?
All right, so I had a business about 2 years ago, and I think that there's a lot of mistakes I made, and I would just share. Yeah?
Okay.
So how do you get an investor? Number one, nobody's going to invest just because, hey, you look pretty or it sounds like a cool idea.
Clearly.
People actually want to believe in that business, and you need to be able to show and prove to them that it's going to be future revenue.
Uh-huh.
So first thing first, you need to get your books right.
Okay.
So and you also need to know your numbers. So what are you expecting in the future?
Okay.
So the person investing today is literally buying into your future. It's buying into your potential. What is your revenue going to bring in the future?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have a projected cash flow and projected analysis. I'm going to have revenue X in year one, revenue Y in year two. And this is my plans of achieving it. And it has to be realistic. So imagine me then estimating that I'm going to make like 1 million. However, my plans of making 1 million is crap. Like, it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to achieve it.
Yeah.
So once you've established that, do not neglect family members, friends, people in church.
Okay.
You'd be absolutely amazed that I'm interested in that.
In
because
investing.
It is harder for you to get an external venture capital. It's not impossible,
but it's harder.
So leverage on your current network. Speak to people. Many people are going to their 9-to-5s. They have spare cash or loose cash that they are willing to invest. They're simply looking for a good partner that is going to face it full time. So somebody might just know somebody that can connect you guys together. So after you've tried all of that, there's another company called a Venture Capital Demo in Nigeria.
Okay.
So go on their website and see if you can actually compete for those kind of things. Also look out for grants.
Oh, so there's a place where people can actually bring these ideas and then they have VC venture demo, or angel investors there waiting.
And then waiting, looking to invest in a company that is well run. So those are the things. So look for a strong management team. Get your projections right and know your numbers.
That means I can finally start my by the side company called Rentable. Finally, I can get an investor because it's a wonderful
idea.
Rentable. Yeah, it's a very great idea.
Listen,
I mean,
I think your idea is actually fantastic.
Thank you. See? I mean, for people who don't want that long term, but once in a while you have that feeling, we have booze.
In your About To page, what would you say Rentable is?
It's providing temporary convenience.
Oh, thank you. You know? In fact, that's a board member right there. you laugh at this now.
Oh my God!
In the future, when I'm counting the millions, you understand what I'm saying.
Please don't patronize his business. No, let's start into marketing right now.
But seriously, think about situations like Valentine's Day or holidays where there's so much pressure.
You're going for a wedding of your classmates, and you don't want to go alone.
You don't want to go alone. You don't want to start explaining that.
And then you're still single.
Rentable. And you know what? The thing is, with time, that rented boo can become a real boo.
You know what?
And it's both ways, right?
It sounds like a valid business plan.
We need to
these are the kind of businesses and ideas that Sadiq always comes up with. Like,
hey, they're good ideas. Tell me, people out there, you don't want Rentable. It works. I'm telling you, it works.
Who's gonna patronize you?
Anybody, men, women, you know, people who, okay, no, maybe not that. But yes, men, women, you know, people who are going for events, maybe need, you know, a little compact, or maybe you're just tired, you know, you're like, oh, you know, I'm tired of being alone, but I'm not interested in a relationship.
Please, next question, please.
Okay, fine. It's all right. Rentable.
Oh, by the way, please, there was something to just say that's very important, so you don't get that lost, right?
Yes, yes.
She said, know your numbers.
Yeah.
And get your projections right.
So your first
always
year projections,
so
second year.
Sometimes you see people who want money for a business.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know their numbers. Like, you can't state categorically how much your business has made and how
to get to that project.
Yeah, because people need to know these things so that they can value your business and decide how much they want to put in it.
Very important. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Sadiq.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
To Everyday Money Matters.
Morning, man, and the beautiful lady there.
Good morning, sir.
What's your name and where are you coming from?
My name is not Rentable.
You don't need to rent a boo. Don't worry. Now you say it. In the future, you never know. Project in the future.
Alex, you're calling.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Yeah.
All right. So, what's the question for the money people?
Well, if in the future to invest in your rent a boo is good, well, I don't mind to invest for you. Then you can give me good returns.
Hey, you never know. Just trust in me. The bull market is climbing.
Okay. Money, my quick one. Please, concerning the app issue, sir. Okay. Because you know there are some you need to process your documentation, strength files and that. Do you need to do all that through all this medium?
It's the same thing. It's just like you going via your email, right?
You know,
so they'll probably want you to send supporting documents, which you can then scan and send to them. I only went into my my broker's office after like 3 years just to test it. So I've been dealing with them.
Online?
Yeah, online. So, yes. So I'm sure you most likely have to scan the documents and send them via email. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, so you most likely have to scan the documents and send them via email, you know, for the backups. But you can apps just the same way you can do it via email and place your orders. You can do the same thing on the app.
I don't mind if you guys do me a favor. Maybe you can share it on your Naira Metrics.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just add Naira Metrics and they'll share that with you as well.
All right.
Thank you so much, Alex. So, and invest in Rentable. Right, another question. Another question here. This is from Pere and says, good day. Please, as a potential investor that wants to go into investment, Please, what are the things one can look for in a mutual fund or any form of investment opportunity? So this is now coming from an investor, someone who has plenty of money. I'm sure Ugo is the one that's sending this goodly. So what's
I think Tosin kind of reeled it out right now, didn't he?
Yes, it's pretty much almost the same both ways, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I mean, anything else?
Yeah, you can also look out for interest rates because there are several kind of mutual funds. We have the aggressive mutual funds that invest partly on the equities market.
Okay.
So, for instance, I mean, I saw something on Nairametrics yesterday saying that if you had bought Dar Communications at 5 Naira when it did an IPO, it's currently going for 44 kobo. They lost so much money. So, now the beautiful thing about an equity fund is that a fund manager helps you select top stocks. So, instead of you taking that risk
on your own, based on your knowledge.
Exactly. So, they help you get a different basket of different kind of nicely chosen stock, and then they limit the risk for you. So what are you looking for? You're looking at your options.
Yeah.
So you have your money market, which is less risk.
Yeah.
We're looking at your equity fund, which is more risk. Your capital is not guaranteed. So you're looking at your risk appetite.
Okay.
How much risk tolerance do I have?
How
much am I willing to take? Number two, you're looking at your returns.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, you're looking at how long do I want to invest this for?
Mm-hmm.
So there are lots of agricultural technology investments out there, but it usually requires, 6 months, 11 months, as opposed to a fund that you can access after a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair enough.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, like that's what you should do if you want to invest in mutual fund. Oh, time is
as usual. Time is not our friend.
Time is the enemy of money.
I'm telling you, this. I mean, the phone lines are blowing up right now. I wish we could take these phone calls. Honestly,
you take one. I mean, like we have 2 minutes.
Nah, we don't. Sadly, we don't. Yeah, exactly. Adverts. How about that?
All right, Lagos. So, yes. I mean, if you've got questions, tweet at Nairametrics, at me, at Ugodre, or you can also tweet at Money Africa, right?
Yeah, guys, come on Instagram at Money Africa, and also on Facebook, we have a vibrant group, Money Africa, and also on Twitter at The Money Africa.
Nice.
Yeah, and please, I mean, like, especially if you're a young lady, try to check your Money Africa. I'm like, she always has a lot. I mean, have you visited her Instagram page?
Just once to go and check my picture to see whether she put an ugly picture.
That's the only time you went there.
I'm being honest. You know, I can't lie.
Thanks, Ugo Dre, for the stamp of
approval.
Yeah. I like your Instagram page.
I'll go back. If there's another picture of me there.
All right, Lagos. See you next week. Signing out. Please don't rent a boo.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean don't rent a boo? How dare you? Don't you know that that's one of the best marketing strategies? In fact, let's just leave it there. Right, do keep listening to Lagos Talks 91.3. On the other side of this, it'll be time for the most exciting sports show.